No, I'm not saying it'll be clean, though. I mean, just have proper radio board and everything. I do for our office, I also do a little weekly podcast
thing. It's like a music podcast for our team.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
It's called Mixtape Masterpiece, and it's like everybody throws songs in.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in, chaps.
No, thank you.
I interviewed you many, many years ago, probably about 8 years ago,
okay,
on a breakfast TV show that was like six, seven in the morning,
and it was
a long time ago. So
what was that? It was like 2004, maybe.
Good memory.
2000, maybe it was 2004, 2003, 2004, something like that. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
I remember.
2003,
I think. Yeah.
That's such a good memory.
Yeah. No, but
I was thinking to myself that you looked really familiar.
Bless you, you're very kind.
We had a good time, actually. It was like a really cookies.
It was
like a lot of like joking.
Yeah. Good, I'm glad you had a good time. Because you're thinking, hang on, I remember you. You're the guy that really pissed us off.
Soft drinks, water, or tea, coffee?
I would actually ask for tea or for coffee, but I just got...
You already went out.
I would have known. Do
you want a soft drink or water?
Something in this realm would be amazing.
Tea or coffee?
In the coffee realm.
Yeah.
Tea or coffee? Coffee?
I'm afraid it's instant. That's all we've got here.
Yeah. Upstairs,
I was saying this to my wife, and I
better
that every that in general in the UK and Europe,
instant coffee is
really common.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. All the time.
And in America, it's not common at all.
Really?
Do you have sugar?
Instant coffee in America.
Do you have sugar
just
in milk?
Black.
Just black.
Well, it's hard to get.
It's because it must be because in the U.S. like drip coffee is the standard coffee. I guess
we haven't got the time for drip coffee. Yeah. The new thing, we got those kind of new pod things now. They're kind of quite big. The last year or so, yeah.
America too.
They're kind of taking over.
Yeah,
exactly. No, there's always pots of coffee around.
Yeah.
Like in America, it's just like there's always coffee pots.
Yeah.
Just with available. Just
has somebody been burning incense in here?
No, we'd be fired.
No, something else. There's something else. Maybe it's just the.
Maybe it's me. I smell nice.
No, it's there's a some. Maybe it's just glue.
I think it is just the coffee.
Are you familiar
with the incense Nag Champa?
No.
Is it a
particularly good incense?
It's the classic studio smell.
Right, okay.
Every studio,
or at least every...
What are the dates of the concerts? I had them...
The 5th to the 8th and the 10th.
And where are they?
KCL.
KCL?
King's College,
okay. 5th to the 10th and the 11th.
No, the 5th to the 8th and the 10th. 5, 6, 7, 8.
We've got it, right.
We just wanted to confuse you.
No, you've thrown numbers at me.
We tried to get them all in a row, but for some reason they already had it.
It's actually not the show, but the
show
can, so actually,
it's time to do. Oh, is it actually can? I wish we could do a show.
No, but I think the 10th is a good date anyway.
Yeah. I need a break, though.
Yeah, have a day off, man. Take it easy.
Day off.
What is this thing you speak of?
It's like that weird holiday where people keep mentioning.
Holiday. What is that word?
Vacay.
Is vacation anything like vocation?
Sorry. Because I have a vocation. I just don't know if I can get a vacation.
That's 34.
Do you know if there's a power outlet within about 6 or 7 feet of range?
The nearest one is here.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You don't need
them. I'm afraid it will die since there's no battery meter.
We haven't got an extension lead either.
That being said, we haven't really used it over the right?
That's why he doesn't trust it. Unproven.
Have you got an extension lead? Can we? They might be one upstairs. We get on the runners. We're going to make a phone call. A phone call is being made. This is getting serious now.
Do it.
It's a matter of urgency.
If you need some bad elevator music, like you can just create a little soundtrack for
us. Oh, yeah, if you want to do a little bed for us, that'd be lovely, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you write the hits.
No,
I'm going to climb over. Don't you know?
I've been thinking about you all night. Baby, don't you know that the time is right? Let's get together.
It's too loud, guys. It's too loud.
Let's get together.
It says so right there.
Together, together tonight.
I don't know why this is so working.
Tonight. We're meant to touch each other.
You just scare the children.
I always scare the children.
I was
actually kind of liking that.
Yeah, sorry, Tim.
Yeah. I was singing as out of in tune as I could sing.
Tonight.
It's like.
Get it?
You're not.
Come on, here.
It's guys. Like auto-tune's dream.
Auto-tune my dream.
The way I was just singing.
Tonight.
It has always worked in the past. It's the Casios that went through the damper side. There's no damper on that one.
It should be, yeah, pedal plus one.
No, it's just a foot. It's a sustain. Those Casios have two, and it goes a damper, not a sustain.
This is a Casio also.
No, this one doesn't. Oh, yeah. Well, good point. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, this is no go.
Turn it off, turn it off.
Fine, that's fine.
It's always worked before.
It's not.
It wasn't plugged in when you, but it might turn it on, so.
If we're not careful.
Damn it. Reverse.
Okay.
Switch the pedal. This is the sign of something.
Can I ask you chaps one at a time just to talk into your microphone just to make sure I've got the right.
This is hello, hello.
Lovely.
They're
busy doing high fives over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Testing 1, 2.
Hi,
lovely.
My name is Zach.
His name is Leonardo. We just changed it.
I'm Biff Bacharach.
Biff Bacharach, could you test your mic for us, please?
Biff.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And now
what the world needs is hate, sweet hate.
Wow, Hanson, I've got dark since I last saw you guys.
Cause when you hate your brother, man, it just feels great.
Cause when someone thinks they hate you, they don't bug you on the weekend.
Do you want to do this interview or what, boys? Come on.
We don't want to do it. We just want to just fart around.
Potty mouths.
Ooh.
Hanson are in the studio. Hello, Hanson.
Hello.
You're also individuals as well. Would you like to introduce yourselves individually?
Yes. Hello, everybody. This is Isaac, and I play the guitar.
Is that your English accent?
No.
If it was, it was poor.
Yeah. Very poor. This Zach. Is Zach, and I play the drums. I feel compelled to say what I play now that he said it.
Yep.
Hey, this is Taylor.
Taylor, don't play nothing. Except with your heartstrings, ladies.
That's my introduction right there.
It was the smoothest of the three introductions, if I'm completely honest.
DJ Smooth over here.
Chaps, it's lovely to have you in the studio.
Yeah.
How sick are you of people starting their interviews, hey, but you're not boys anymore? Has every interview been that?
You know, it was great until you just said that.
Oh!
You're like, is it terrible that everyone says this?
No, I appreciated the fact that he kind of entered it. Like, don't you really hate that?
Yeah, you've got old. We've all got old.
You know, it's like... It's as if there's an awareness that suddenly, like, you weren't in a time capsule.
people get older. This is crazy.
You know, I think
a comedian
it's...
in the United States that when people say stupid stuff, he just goes, here's your sign. So I just usually do that.
I mean, it's like everything. You realize that you've first impressions are a big deal. We've made we made a huge first impression on a lot of people all over the world. And so that's most people don't have any first impression. I mean, it's the truth. Most people are like, band name here. And they're like, who?
Yeah.
So the fact that there's a huge recognition for the band from when he first came out is a big deal. But I think, you want things to move forward. And thankfully, they have. So
I went and saw the Monkees. I'm a huge Monkees fan. And I went and saw the Monkees last week. And they're like, one of them's 69 years old now.
Yeah, that's wow. ridiculous.
That's old. And they were showing footage of them as, you know, these handsome 21-year-old men. And it made me, you know, geez, I don't want to get old. Is there any way of stopping it? Do you know any ways?
No. Pretty sure that the entire human population has been chasing that concept.
Man. Exactly. I don't know. I'm just going to trust Indiana Jones.
You're going to trust a fictional character to find it?
I'm just going to say, if anyone can find it, Indiana Jones can find it.
Yeah.
He did find it, but we don't have it.
Okay.
He dropped it into a crack in the earth.
Did he just say anything?
He said something, didn't he?
I'm not sure.
Listen, you're over here, and it's always lovely to have you over here. I interviewed you maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and you're kind enough to pretend you remembered it. Thank you, chaps. Thank you. No, you don't.
I'm not that good of an actor.
You don't have to thank me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You have no recollection of 2003 at all.
He doesn't remember 2011.
In fairness, I actually try not to remember most things. I figure Sherlock Holmes had it right.
Yeah.
Just don't remember anything that's not going to affect your everyday life.
I like your jacket, by the way. Where did you get that from? Do you know, or did you have a lady go and buy it for you?
APC Tay bought it, actually.
Yeah, I think it's an APC.
It's an American store, is it?
Any French, actually.
Oh, excuse me. Do I apologize?
It's actually a French. It's sort of like the everyday French sort of. It's sort of Gap of France in a way. It's sort of like every man kind of. You know.
Okay, you're over here. What are you doing? You're doing a slightly ambitious project. Well, foolish, maybe? Can I put that to you?
We have a new album that's coming out. It's called Shattered App, and it's our fifth album. And as a way to sort of launch the album process and releasing it, we've put together this series we called 5 of 5, which is each of our albums performed in a row. So yeah. 5 nights in a row, each night we play one of the albums. So it starts with the first record and ends with the new album.
Yeah.
And we did it in the U.S. last year, and it was a huge success. And sold out quickly, and we decided to kick it off here in London the same way. And again, you know, tickets went fast, and fans are coming from all over Europe. And
it could be ambitious, except for the fact that
it is ambitious.
It's
67 songs. 67 songs, you know, in a period of and it's the album. It's exactly how the album was arranged, top to bottom. We just play it down. But the thing about it is, it's about the music. I mean, the reason why we're still a band is not because of a marketing machine or because of, you know, any other attribute. It's, you know, the fact that we are, one, we like playing music and we still are excited about what we do. And the fans that have stuck with us, you know, continue to go out there and see shows and buy records.
Yeah.
And so it's a way to showcase putting the new record in context, you know, so you're going to hear everything as it is today. But kind of with an updated look.
You did this. Oh, go on. You were going to say something.
No. I was just going to say, and also in a cool way, it's also putting not only the new record in context, but the history of the band in general in context, and really giving people the opportunity to hear everything that we've done over the years and really understand these similarities and the differences. But what we find more often is that there's a lot of similarities.
They need to say it in a way that the average man can understand, that will make it more exciting for everyone. It's sort of like a time machine. We're taking the last 15 years and we're squeezing it into five days. It's amazing.
It's reverse age.
Do you
reversal.
Wear the same? Do you kind of wear the same clothes you're wearing for each album? Does that
exactly?
Yeah, Zach walks out in pants. Really strange. He walks out in pants and now look like shorts. You know.
Yeah, exactly. I sort of look like I joined AC/DC.
And since I was a Chicken Hansen, I come out as a tube top. You know. that was the. There was actually a series of shirts around when we. The first or second record, which was I beeped the Chicken Hansen, people walked up to us a couple times wearing that shirt. I remember at the time, I'm thinking, what are you expecting the reaction
that
to be?
That must make you feel so proud.
Besides, you know, besides
because, they were lucky he didn't clock them.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, why did I bring that up?
I'm going to eBay. I'm hunting down those shirts. So you've done these shows in the States.
Yes.
Any huge major gaffes? Because 67 songs.
To be perfectly honest, no major like show stopping gaffes. But we do. The first round we did we were filming it for a DVD, which is now like there's a box set called 5 of 5, which is this massive thing, which anybody can go get it. And actually there's a best of 5 DVD, which comes with the album here.
Yeah.
We did redo a couple songs for the DVD. We went back and said, hey, audience, we're going to play one more song.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah, we like, you know, that was a screw up because we had, you know, 9 cameras and it was, you know, it was like, this is the moment we need to do it. But no showstoppers.
The thing that I mostly think of is but particularly a couple songs where, you know, we'd have an arrangement. We're like, okay, the solo is 4 bars or 8 bars.
Yeah.
And Isaac's just like, 16 bars, we're still going, yeah!
These guitarists. Man.
Yeah, you can't. You can't contain them.
I just want more
there
time.
There's a couple
the
moments
spotlight.
Where his tongue was hanging out of his mouth. He was. Yeah, it was.
What's ironic about Ike is he's the one that always wants. He's like, we'd be so great if we played it exactly like the record. But then when it comes to the actual show, he's like, I love playing live. We should just jam.
He's guitarist.
It's like he was the lost member of the Grateful Dead. He just wants the noodle.
Hanson plays the Grateful Dead. Now there's an album. Yeah, that should be the next.
Well, we've actually played with the Grateful Dead.
Jerry Hanson.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a second.
Yeah, we've played with, well, you know, after Jerry.
After Jerry,
was,
of course.
Passed.
But you played with the Grateful Dead.
Yeah,
we
played
how
with.
How did that come about?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, with our first manager was a huge Deadhead. And, you know, kind of as we were coming of age musically and listening to more and more stuff, you know, kind of started to check out their stuff. And Bob Weir was really friendly and was invited us to guest perform
fantastic.
On a couple shows. And so we started off as we were one of the last bands to perform at this famous little club in New York called the Wetlands. And so we did this little set with him and Rob Wasserman and Jay Lane at this, you know, little tiny club. And we sat in and played.
Incredible.
Literally had, you know, it sat, this is the image, backstage with Bob Weir and him going, oh yeah, you guys know Wang Dang Doodle? 5 minutes before we got like, what the hell is Wang Dang Doodle? At the moment, you know, we know a lot of old music, but this is one of these, like, you know,
random ones.
Old jams. We're gonna pitch a Wang Dang Doodle all night long. And he said, oh, don't worry, it's just two chords in A.
Yeah.
And it goes like, and it was fine, but it was trial by fire.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was an amazing experience. And since then, we've sat in with him, and he sat in with us a couple different times. Bob Weir has. And then we played with the other ones.
Yeah,
we played with the other ones, which is everybody but Jerry. In 2001 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's
very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway,
State College in Pennsylvania.
Did you have anyone in the shows in the States come and do? I'm guessing you had quite a few fans that would come to each night and did the full five nights.
A lot of fans that, you know, there's definitely a lot of fans that made it an event. You know, I think probably a surprising amount because once you realize hey, it's kind of a limited event. You know, we've got some amazing devout fans. You know, fans that travel so. There's a lot of fans that bought all five
devout
nights,
fans.
But
that's
you know,
a polite way of putting it.
But we limited how many people could just buy tickets for every night because we didn't. You don't want it to only be people that are, you know, have sat through every one.
But
you want people that are coming, you know, that are a little bit, you know, less, you know,
you want the casual
top to bottom people that are actually, oh, I just want to check out that record
but
and kind of keep it open doors.
75% of the people are coming to all five nights. I mean,
we should do that. Let's do the dates now, and we'll do this again, and we'll put it up on our website. So you're playing at King's College in London.
Yeah,
you're doing the 5th to the 8th, taking the 9th off. Why not? And then doing the final, the new album on the 10th.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it seemed better to finish on the 10th. I don't know.
It's a kind of cosmology, numerology thing. It all. I've got to say, because I was genuinely a huge fan, but I was a little bit taught. I came and saw you guys.
Why do you say? You were.
I went off you. No, I wasn't. Not at all. I was really. I loved. I didn't mean. Don't walk out. Come back, boys. Middle of Nowhere.
Yeah.
It's a great. It's a fantastic pop album.
Thank
and
you.
I kind of got into it because I spent 3 months, years and years ago, working in Pakistan and was completely out of touch with pop culture. And MTV Asia, they were showing the Umbop video just on a loop constantly.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, this is one of the best pop songs of all time. And came back and bought the album. I remember it was my first day filming a TV show, my first sort of proper job. And in the evening, my then girlfriend took me to see you guys at Wembley.
Oh, really?
And there was me wearing a suit because I've been filming in a suit. We were like in the 7th row.
Oh my God.
And it was just screaming. You know what it's like then, screaming 8, 9, 10 year olds. And there's
great.
Me, a 24 year old man, going, yeah, come on. Yeah, let's have it. Looking, it was slightly inappropriate, to be honest. But
you know what? That's pretty amazing. You know, that show was, that show was actually an amazing show.
Because
there was
great,
something
man.
About that particular one. We were running late. We were on Hanson time, as we call it. And I remember that the whole place started stomping.
Yeah.
Like, douche. It was like Jurassic Park.
Even 10-year-old girls, when they start stomping,
it's like,
wow, sound like a T-Rex.
Big and loud.
They got to stomp, yeah.
Really large girls, I guess. Apparently.
That was not for me, dear listener. That was
amazingly large feet, I guess.
Well, you need to come to one of the shows at King's College.
Oh,
you really should.
We can redeem your experience so you don't feel like a pedophile at a Hanson show.
You know,
I know that's what you were saying.
It's what I was
but
hinting
not
at.
Saying.
On a slightly more serious note, to bring it back, it is interesting because now you have to watch yourself because we're still, you know, I'm still in my 20s. I just hit the 30 mark. We're still relatively young
in
life.
Yeah, you're boys.
So So you have to watch the whole, like, wow, we've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
But you do realize
we've
now
we've been doing it for a long time.
Next year will be 20 years as a band.
Jeez, man, that's insane.
And
not 20 so years much since Middle of Nowhere.
But 20 years since we started playing shows. Yeah. And even back in those shows, like, I was watching a clip of those, and the thing was, we were always kind of out of sync with our age and our time. I mean, and like even what you're talking about going off to Pakistan, that's actually one of the reasons, the similar ways is how we first got into rock and roll is we were kids. We went to South America when we were little kids because of our dad's job for a year. And all we heard was a couple, you know, records from the late 50s and early 60s. And it's amazing how, like thinking about those early shows, like the Wembley show, we started that show off with, like, you know, stuff from the 60s.
Yeah, yes, you did. Yes, yes.
And the thing is, that's like really never left us. I mean, the way we play music, I mean, we used to say, just think of us as old guys with high voices. You know, just don't worry about how young, you know, or old we are.
Really,
and I think
high voices.
Really high voices. That's still kind of the way we, you know, where voices aren't as high, but the whole idea of just.
Mm-bop. Is that how it comes out now?
Yeah.
No, it's quite a bit higher than that.
Yeah, a little higher than that. But the inspiration's still the same. I mean, as far as, you know, classic songs, you know, and. You know, just sort of your, you know, the way that we think of it, doing a great show or making a great record, still goes back to that same stuff, you know.
You have instruments here. Are you going to play them for us, or are you just showing up?
We could just do some Biff Bacharach for you.
Yeah, do you know Wang Dang? What is it?
We're going to pitch a Wang Dang Doodle all night long. We can do another song.
Give us a song. That would be lovely. I'm going to put a little bit of reverb on.
Are we going to do one or two? I don't know what we're doing.
Do whatever you fancy.
Because if we can do two, then we'll play the song Think About Something.
Give us two.
And then we'll play Give a Little, the first single here.
Lovely.
Well, I gave you love, you know it. So when did you outgrow it? And decide that you would find another man? Yeah. You've been out there shaking, and you tell the boys are chasing. When you get home, you think I'll be the bigger man. Yeah. Cause I've been thinking about something. I've been thinking about something other than you, yeah. Well, I know your reputation. You sent my homies. You think I will always be the fool. Well, I've run out of patience for this sticky situation. You won't find me crying now we're through, yeah. Cause I've been thinking about something. I've been thinking about something other than you. You know it's sad to say, but baby, every day I've been thinking about something. I've been thinking about something other than you. Hey, hey, yeah. You're not too proud to beg. I can give you some respect. Cause the junior homie's never gonna change, yeah. You're not to do what you did. But I think you would end it like this. Cause the love I've got is better than what you gave, yeah. Well, I got girls in line waiting for these arms of mine. Listen up to what I say. I've been thinking about something. I've been thinking about something other than you. You know it's sad to say, but baby, every day I've been thinking about something. I've been thinking about something other than you. Hey, hey, yeah, to the bridge. Well, I've had enough of your tainted love. You give me every day, yeah. Hey. Trying to do it right through the lonely night, but I'm done getting played. Come on, come on, yeah. I'm not gonna make that same mistake.
Besides, I can't smell.
Woo. Hey, yeah. Fooling, but I'm not thinking about you.
That'll do. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your voices haven't gone that deep at all, lads. You're sounding superb. Very quickly, I need to check. Does this cut out at 30? Do we need to get a new cart?
No, we'll be okay.
Are you sure?
We were distorting it out a little bit, I think.
I'm blowing it up. I'm trying to ride the faders a bit, so Eloise can do some magic. Do you want to do another song? And then we should be almost done.
So the first single here in the UK is actually one that's been sort of the follow-up in the U.S. That track, Thinking About Something, was sort of the debut single in the U.S. And this is a new track.
Hopefully follow-up.
Yeah, it will be a little reversed. We'll bring it back as the second single. Yeah. But this song is called Give a Little, and it's the one out of the box here in the U.K. Going to radio right now as we speak. It sounded creepy.
Just a bit.
Turn it up. When she walked in with her painted lips, well, did she tease you through your flirty quips? And did she leave you frozen with the wrong words chosen? You gotta show her why she can't resist. Make her blush when you put your hand on her hips. Tell her off and slow. Give a little hot and soft. Yeah. Let your body lose control. And give a little oh, oh, oh. Come on. Give a little. Just wrap your arms around. Give a little. She can't decide. You gotta hold her with that look in your eyes. When you're moving close, take your time. Just leave an empty shoulder, let her move in closer. And wrap your arms around her body. Tell her all she needs to know. Give her a little hot and song. Oh yeah, and give a little oh oh oh, yeah. Give a little, and just wrap your arms around and give a little. Come on, yeah, yeah, oh yeah. You know you wanna hold her, wrap your arms around. You know she just wants to dance. Give a little hot and soul, yeah. Oh yeah. Let your body lose control. Give a little oh, oh, oh.
Fantastic, boys. Well done. Fantastic.
Thank you.
You're very, very good. And this is, I do feel bad that quite often you're saddled with that umbop thing and people don't realise, a lot of people don't realise that you're a good band. You know, you are a good band.
Well, it's just, honestly, I mean, I'll be truthfully honest, and I don't mean this in a cocky way. It's just because people weren't paying attention.
They weren't paying attention.
No, and I mean, what I mean by that is...
That's not fair.
No,
umbop was number one in 27 countries. I think a lot of people were paying attention.
You know, what I more mean is
that... Every band has their own struggles. And with us, you know, we're proud of umbop.
Good.
And you know what? If you don't get the band, that's okay. And we've got lots of fans who do, and we love playing for them. And people people will come around if they listen to the music, or they maybe they won't. Maybe they don't like what we like. That's okay.
But all I mean by that is just that people get wrapped up in image, quote unquote.
Yeah, of course.
And then they don't pay attention to what it is that you're playing.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people got distracted by the fact that we were young kids and thought we were a boy band or something like that. And what they didn't realize was that
we were a boy band.
We were boys in a band.
Exactly. But, you know, didn't realize the fact that we would do this kind of stuff as little kids and sit around and, you know, play and use a guitar and sing songs.
Well, you know, we got a new record out. And
give us the name of the record again.
The word. It's called Shout It Out.
Yeah. Okay, and the concerts are at the King's College, the 5th to the 8th. You're having a break, then the 10th. I just want to ask one more quick question if we've got time. Is this going to record or do I need to?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. One quick question. Yeah. Hanson at My Wedding. Have you heard of these guys?
Yes.
We have heard of them.
Are they terrifying you or are they...
No, to be perfectly honest, it's really charming the amount of dedication and and comedy that has been wrapped up
in their focus. I only found out about this the other day. The guy wants you to play at his wedding.
Yeah.
Yep. He's in the UK. He has filmed a video every day for like the last 110 days or something.
Mm-hmm. Something ridiculous, yeah.
That's got to be terrifying, isn't it?
Well, I just say, you know, he needs to sweat a little longer.
Are you going to play at his wedding?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's not a no,
but...
That's dedication.
That's dedication. Let's see.
I think he's a comedian, and he decided he had a concept. He's like, this is going to get me attention. Hanson has devout fans, and I'm going to set up something that's going to tap into their, interests, and I'm going to just do this daily blog and say I want Hanson to play at my wedding
No, he genuinely. Yeah. I've watched a few videos. I definitely think it's legit.
He sent me an email. He apparently Wheatus are going to do it if you don't. So come on, you can't let Wheatus. For God's sake, they're awful. Listen, Charles, it's very, very nice to see you. The way we're going, I'll see you in another 7 or 8 years.
Let's make it sooner than that. How about 7 or 8 days?
Okay. I want to come to the concerts. Definitely. I'm there. Totally. Awesome. That'll be awesome. Best of luck with the concerts. Best of luck with the new album. And yes, we'll see you again soon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. There we go. Lovely.